The military's focus in the war in Afghanistan has most recently been in Kandahar. The southern city is the birthplace of the Taliban, and tens of thousands of U.S. and Afghan troops have been launching offensives there for the past year. So a jailbreak last night from the main prison in Kandahar is not merely an embarrassment for the Afghan government.
Our first reaction is that this is a blow.
Waheed Omar is a spokesman for Afghan President Hamid Karzai.
It is something that should not have happened, and now that it has happened, we're looking into finding out as to what exactly happened and what's being done to compensate for the disaster that happened in the prison in Kandahar.
Afghan government spokesman Waheed Omar is speaking in Kabul today. Nearly 500 Taliban militants, including 100 commanders, broke out of the prison. It was the culmination of a well-planned operation. Insurgents rented a house. Then they dug a tunnel directly into the area of the prison that housed Taliban inmates. A spokesman for the Taliban, Qari Yousef Ahmadi, says that it took 5 months to dig that tunnel.
We had the support of skilled professionals, people who are trained engineers who advised us on the digging. We managed to hit the spot where the prisoners were kept.
Then, late last night, came the great escape. Ahmadi says the Taliban had 3 trusted prisoners inside.
They knew about our plan. In order to make sure it went smoothly, they only woke people up a few at a time, room by room. This was to keep the escape secret and to make sure the guards didn't know what was going on. People escaped in small numbers, room by room. This avoided overcrowding and noise. It was all very professional.
Ahmadi says the escape took place without the need for fighting.
There were no guards inside the prisoner's room where the tunnel came out. At the other end, in the house where the tunnel started, we positioned suicide bombers so that if something happened, if fighting broke out, they could respond. But in fact, there was no fighting.
That's Taliban spokesman Yousef Ahmadi. Afghan authorities had recently spent millions of dollars to upgrade security at the prison. The project was a response to an earlier breakout at the same prison 3 years ago. Jim Sciutto of ABC News was in Kandahar at that time. He is now in Washington, D.C. Jim Sciutto, we know that in 2008 it didn't involve a tunnel as a means of escape. What did happen then?
Well, at the time, it was a more typical attack, a truck bomb, an armed assault on the prison, more than a dozen people killed, but equally embarrassing for the government. So much of the West's plans for Afghanistan rest on the government's capacity to do this kind of thing on their own, keep prisoners in prison, police the country, fight these battles. And I remember 3 years ago when that attack happened, the response was, this is a bad sign. So after all those dollars invested and the years of training since then, to see something like this happen again, certainly embarrassing, certainly, as the Afghan spokesman said, a setback.
You know, in its own way, back in 2008, it seemed like a very different but equally audacious act. Can you just tell us exactly how it unfolded then?
Well, remember, this is taking place in Kandahar, where the largest coalition base is, an immense base. Just less than a mile from that base was where this prison is, where you have a huge cache of soldiers and airplanes and armored personnel carriers and power, military power. So to do it within sight of that, it adds to the embarrassment, in effect. And it's intentional from the part of the Taliban, right, to strike a blow, a very public blow like this, and then advertise it. It has value beyond, in their view, the number of prisoners sprung from the prison.
One of the reasons it seems to add value is that there appears to have been collusion from the inside in both cases, because in this case, one can't even imagine how these insurgents managed to open all the cells and not have prison guards be alerted. Was there any collusion in the 2008 prison break?
There was collusion at the time. There appears to be more collusion this time, as many as 24 prison guards missing. Some of those could be against their will, but it does appear that some would have at least looked the other way or may have been active participants in this, and that's a worry.
Given the fact that the United States is looking for the Afghan government to be able to stand on its own and security apparatus to stand on its own, what does this tell us not only about the sophistication of the insurgents, but also about the ability of Afghanistan to protect itself and its own prisons?
Well, that there are still tremendous shortcomings, right? And that's why it's particularly embarrassing. You do hear accounts of progress from coalition soldiers in the field fighting along alongside Afghans on major military operations, saying that they've been impressed with their progress. But obviously, here's one place where there's still a lot of progress to be made. And to have it come just 3 months before the beginning of something of a drawdown by American troops is, you know, the timing couldn't be worse.
Jim Sciutto of ABC News in Washington. He's also anchoring the BBC's World News America Today. Thank you very much, Jim.
Thank you.